This week, we are pleased to bring you a bonus episode of Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz Shorts podcast, featuring vocalist Madeline Peru, who recently appeared on NPR's Song Travels and as a featured performer at the 2015 Spoleto Festival USA in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland, and welcome to Piano Jazz. We are here today in front of a live audience at the 2005 Tanglewood Jazz Festival. Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is singer, songwriter, and guitarist Madeline Peru. Madeline honed her skills and paid her dues on the streets of Paris, playing for anyone passing by. My, how things have changed, because these days folks aren't passing by. They're lining up to hear Madeline's lush, intoxicating vocals and sweetly swinging guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm Tanglewood welcome to Miss Madeline Peru. Madeline, it's wonderful to have you here, and I'm very anxious to hear you sing. And what's the first tune going to be?
This is called Dance Me to the End of Love.
Wonderful.
Beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone, and let me feel you moving.
Where do you get
like
your repertoire? Because I've heard so many different kinds of songs, like folk and old tunes. And who are some of your favorites?
Okay, I guess The way different kinds of music come together in American music is why I'm so lucky to pick from songwriters that I fell in love with, poets like Bob Dylan, around the same time that, you know, I was also listening to Fats Waller.
It's funny because my husband, Jimmy McPartland, used to work with Fats in Chicago, probably before you were born, and certainly before you were born. And do you do things like, I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter?
Yeah.
I'd better look and see what key it's in. E flat. Is that your favorite?
Yeah. It turns out to be my favorite after a while. Gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. I got 'em I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Well, you made quite a few moves in your lifetime. You were born in Georgia. Where in Georgia?
I was born in Athens, Georgia.
And in Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, inexplicably, you went to Brooklyn. That was quite a move. And then from there, you went and lived in Paris for several years. That must have been wonderful.
Yeah, the move to New York was, amazing. And then moving to Paris was definitely a one-up. And
well, one of these days you're going to have to write a book about all your experiences. And that's a lot of things I'd like to hear about, especially being in Paris. What a wonderful place. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. And I think being a young teenager in Paris also is another part. I mean, I certainly have just come to believe I would never have been able to play music. Of course, playing on the streets in Brooklyn doesn't ring right somehow, I guess.
You played on the streets and, like, busking in Brooklyn? Wow. But how about, did you do the same thing in Paris, too?
It worked better in Paris. And
That's incredible. Then you would have some cute little hat sitting there so somebody could put all the money in there.
Yes, bigger, the bigger the better.
The bigger the better. Yeah. Well, you know what would really be appropriate at this time? Maybe you could sing one of your French tunes. Could you do that?
Yeah.
What's it called?
This song is called J'ai deux amours. It means I have two loves, mon pays et Paris, my country and Paris. It was originally in English, I believe, called Two Loves Have I, but somebody got the idea to translate it into French for Josephine Baker, and she was just becoming a huge star in France, and she recorded this song, I believe, in 1933 in Paris. It means they changed the meaning from originally having two lovers to being in love with two different places.
En écho de la mer, là-bas sous le ciel clair, il existe une cité. Au séjour enchanté, et sous les grands arbres noirs, chaque soir, vers elle s'en va tout mon espoir. J'ai deux amours, mon pays et Paris.
Such pretty songs. How do you put a set together, like a record date? How do you choose what tunes you want to do?
Usually, the lyrics are a big part of it, but there are so many songs that just grow on you that Don't Cry Baby was one that I think is just so consoling to me, especially that E-flat chord. But
That's true, especially if you're not feeling too good in the first place. That's a great song to have on a record. You can play it when you're feeling blue or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good answer to that. And then I was looking at the next song, coming up. And that's kind of a nice title too, Baby Don't Wait Too Long.
Thank you.
You're going to let me join in a little bit on this one.
I hope so.
I hope it'll work out. So here goes.
You can cry a million tears. You can wait a million years. If you think that time will change ways, don't wait too long. When your morning turns to night, who'll be loving you by candlelight? If you think that time will change your ways, don't wait too long. I know I got a lot to learn. Time can slip away.
I think it's probably only appropriate to wind up with something from your new record. And this happens to be one that I know. Lonesome Road, can we do that?
Okay. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up and greet your maker. Forgive, blows his horn. Such a heavy load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
For more from Madeline Peru, check out the Song Travels podcast at itunes.com/songtravels. If you're interested in learning about the artists and events at the Spoleto Festival USA this spring, visit spoleto.etvradio.org.